This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces launched missile attacks on the western city of Lviv and pounded a multitude of other targets across Ukraine. The attacks came as Moscow's troops stepped up strikes on infrastructure in preparation for an all-out assault on the east. At least seven people were reported killed in Monday's attack in Lviv. The city had become a safe haven for those fleeing the war in other parts of Ukraine. But to the Kremlin's increasing anger, it's also become a major conduit for NATO-supplied weapons and for foreign fighters joining the Ukrainian cause. Ukraine's president has formally submitted the country's answers to a questionnaire from the European Union on joining the EU. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Vladimir Zelensky handed over two heavy volumes to the European Union's ambassador to Ukraine, thanking him for being present in Kyiv despite ongoing Russian strikes across the country. The completed questionnaire marks the first step in Zelensky's campaign to obtain accelerated EU membership. He told the ambassador the Ukrainian people have been mentally in Europe for a long time and are united by the goal of joining the EU to, quote, feel they are an equal part of Europe. EU membership for Ukraine has been a provocative issue with Russia for years. I'm Ben Thomas.
Humanitarian ceasefires between Ukrainian and Russian forces in Ukraine are not on the horizon right now, but may be possible in a couple of weeks, the UN aid chief said on Monday. Moscow's invasion, the biggest attack on a European state since 1945, has killed or wounded thousands. More than 7 million people are estimated to be internally displaced in Ukraine and need help urgently, according to the International Rescue Committee. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says it intercepted a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip into Israeli territory on Monday. It was the first time in months that a rocket has been fired into Israel from the blockaded Palestinian territory controlled by the Hamas militant group. Israeli-Palestinian tensions have soared following clashes at a Jerusalem holy site and a wave of attacks and military raids. Hours earlier, the leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group had issued a brief cryptic warning condemning so-called Israeli violations in Jerusalem. Earlier on Monday, Israeli troops shot and wounded two Palestinians during clashes that broke out during an arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said it arrested 11 Palestinians in operation across the territory overnight. A U.S. federal judge in Florida has voided President Joe Biden's administration's national mask mandates for planes and other travel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Just last week, the CDC extended the mandate covering planes and public transportation until early next month. But a judge in Tampa has vacated the mandate, saying it went beyond health officials' authority. She also says the CDC improperly failed to justify its decision and did not follow proper rulemaking. The mask mandate is the most visible and possibly most controversial of government efforts to control the pandemic. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey last month found Americans evenly divided over keeping the rule. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The first cruise ship to dock in Sydney in 2 years sailed into the city's harbor, Ed Donahue reports.
The Pacific Explorer, owned by P&O Australia, arrived carrying just crew. It can welcome close to 2,000 passengers and is operated by 924 staff members at full capacity. There were plenty of potential passengers, like Corey Martin, at the harbor.
I've grown up with cruising, and I've absolutely loved them. It's absolutely great to have them back, and I'm extremely keen to get on them again. So today's really just a day of celebrating.
Cruise ships have not been allowed to dock in Australia since 30 passengers died on the Ruby Princess 2 years ago at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Travel agent Diane Martin is ready to get to work.
For the last 2 years, I have been doing refunds and cancellations and all of those sort of things. So it is just so nice now to be talking about cruising in Australia.
The Pacific Explorer's first cruise is scheduled for May 31st. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, Russian forces launched missile attacks in the western city of Lviv on Monday, killing civilians for the first time there. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.